That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum, Abner, and Sedley were the lucky recipients of substantial rewards from the state for their capture of Talbert and his partner, who turned out to be bigger game than the old fellows ever suspected. Lum and Abner's share of the reward was $1,500. But by the time they started setting aside various sums to pay off their debts, they wound up with exactly nothing. However, Squire Skint doesn't know this. He still thinks the old fellas are rolling in ready cash. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Are you going out tonight, friends? Well, if you are, have a good time. But you know, sometimes after an evening out, you wake up the next morning with a headache or an acid-upset stomach, or perhaps both. Now, that's just the time you'll want Alka-Seltzer handy. So to help to be sure you feel all right tomorrow, check up on your Alka-Seltzer before you go. And here's something else to keep in mind. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the morning after. Now, it's easy. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, wait for it to fizz, then drink it for the prompt, pleasant relief you want. Your druggist has Alka-Seltzer in the large economical package, which contains over 3 times as many tablets as the small package, yet costs only twice as much. So get a large package right now. Remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the morning after. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric Weehunt just entering Squire's office.
Well, hello there, Cedric, my boy. Come right on in. Have a seat.
Well, what do you want to see me about, Mr. Squire?
Well, sit down, Cedric. Sit down.
Thank you, Mom.
Cedric, my boy, I want to discuss your future with you.
Mom?
You know, you're getting to be a big boy now, Cedric. You're soon going to have to assume your place in the community and accept your responsibilities as a citizen of Pine Ridge.
I am, huh?
Yes. You know, I've always been fond of you, Cedric.
Well,
never having had a son of my own, I've always looked upon you with special paternal interest.
Well,
I mean, Cedric, I've thought of you as my own boy. Always had your interest at heart. Why, I've watched your progress. I've been thrilled by your successes and sorrowed by your little disappointments.
That's beautiful, Mr. Squire.
Cedric, I've watched you grow from a tiny, tousle-headed tot into the fine young man that you are today.
Boy, you've sure known me for a long time.
Yes, I have, Cedric. And they've been the best years of my life.
Mine, too.
Cedric, you never know how happy I was when I learned that you'd been given $500 for your part in the daring capture of those two desperados. It was $500, wasn't it, Cedric?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Speaking of money, Cedric, there are many pitfalls that a young, inexperienced lad can be led into by unscrupulous manipulators if he doesn't have the proper guidance. You haven't spent any of that $500 yet, have you, Cedric?
Oh, no, Mom.
Good. Now, Cedric, my boy,
Papa,
and
take my $500 and put it all in annuities for me.
My sage advice to you is... What did you say, Cedric?
I said Papa put my $500 into annuities.
No.
What's the matter, Mr. Squire?
Nothing at all, nothing at all. Well, it's been nice seeing you, Cedric. Drop in again sometime, yes.
Well, I don't have to go nowhere. Tell me again about how sorrowful you got over my little disappointment.
You better run along, Cedric. I've got a lot of work to do today. There's my phone right now. I better answer them.
Go ahead and answer it, I'll wait.
Hello, Spratt and Skimp Real Estate Bonds and Insurance. Oh, yes, Joe. Well, I can't talk very well right now, Joe. Yes, he's still here, yes. It's no go. Well, his pater got hold of the moolah and sunk it all in 20-year layaways.
Tell him about me being a tousle-headed talk, too. I like that.
Yes. Well, I've still got the other two to work on, Joe.
Wish I started out.
Well, don't worry. I know what I can handle them. No, but I'm going to make an appointment with them for the first thing in the morning. Don't worry. All right, Joe. Goodbye.
Mr. Squire, tell me that again about me being a tiny, tousle-headed tot.
Cedric, why don't you go home?
Was I cute? Wasn't?
I guess. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you said you watched me.
Yes. Well, maybe so. Cedric, I'm a very busy man. Now, go on home. I've got some phone calls to make. I'm busy.
Well, just tell me that part where I growed up into a fine, unexperienced lad of a boy.
By the way, Cedric, do you know if Lum and Abner have spent any of their reward money yet? That is outside of the $300 they paid me on the mortgage.
I don't know. I don't think so, though.
That good. Hello, Mammy. What's the matter? I can't get the Jotum Down store.
They're rich.
Oh, busy now. Well, I'll try them later. Yeah, much obliged, Mammy.
I don't know what we're going to do for money for the next few days, Abner. We don't have nothing coming in while the store's closed for repairs.
No, I know. It seems pretty silly having $890 here in the store and still being broke.
Well, we owe all of that to Grandpap. Leastways, he claims we do.
I know his mom. I still don't think we ought to have to pay him $190 interest on $700. We just had it 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but he'll demand every cent of it. He's been awful ornery about that.
Oh, that's fine.
When I told him we'd pay him $10 a day interest, I just meant that for one day.
Well, he thinks it's for every day we've had the money. Of course, we ain't had it, to be honest. It was stolen and burned up. Whole trouble is that Grandpappy's fair. He just won't listen to reason at all.
He oughtn't to charge us $10 a day while it was stolen. We couldn't help that.
Why, of course not.
The trouble with Grandpappy is he just won't listen to reason.
Well, it seems to me that he ought to have to cut that interest down a little bit.
Maybe he will if that plan I studied up works at all.
Well, I doubt it. Not with a stubborn-headed mule like that Grandpappy Spears.
Well, it won't do no harm to try. You recollect now what to do, don't you?
Yeah, you explained it to me a dozen times. After we pay him the money, I just sort of casual pick up the dictionary and I shall then run across
wait,
the
wait,
word.
Wait. There he comes now. Right on the dot. Yeah. Not a second late.
I could have told you he wouldn't be late. Fact is, I thought he'd be early the way he's been screaming around for that money.
Howdy
do, Mr. Spears.
Yep, here I am, right on the button. Got it ready for me?
You surely wouldn't be talking about money, would you, Mr. Spears?
Bet your pigeon-toed life I'm talking about money. Got it all figured out here, too. I'll read you the report up today.
Now, Grandpap, don't start that again.
18th day, $10.
Grandpap, we know how much it is.
19th day, $10. That brings it up to date right there. 19 days at $10 a day.
Grandpap, I told you we've done figured it out.
Yeah, it comes to $190 interest, Grandpap, and we've got it all ready for you.
Yeah.
It's all here in this envelope. $700 plus $190 interest. You can count it for yourself.
Yeah, I better count it. I don't want to take no chances here. Fellas got to be awful careful these days. Let's see. Here's 10, 20.
Do I do it now?
Yeah. Better sit down, Grandpap. You got a long ways to count there.
Well, here's a dictionary. I guess I'll look up some words.
Be more subtle, then.
Well, here's a word I ain't saw before. What does it mean, Mom?
What word is that?
That one right there. That U-S-U-R-Y.
Oh, that spells usury. It means charging a lot more interest on money than the law allows you to.
You mean it's illegal?
Oh, my. It's terrible illegal.
Well.
Hey, I've run up against a lot of cases of it in my Justice of Peace Court.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I recollect one case, Badger versus East Trimble. Trimble tried to get away with charging Badger a terrible high rate of interest. Something like $5 a day on $600.
Oh, that is high. What happened?
Oh, the usual thing. I had to declare the whole contract null and void. Trimble was ordered to pay back every cent he'd collected, and he'd done spent it, so I had to throw him in jail.
Oh, my.
How's that? Throw him in jail, you say?
It wasn't that terrible, Grandpap. How you coming with your count there? Have you got the interest part yet?
No, not yet.
Keep going. You want to count every cent of it. That's $10 a day. Go on, Lum. Tell me some more about them other cases.
Well, there was the one that went to the Supreme Court, that Brown versus C. Green.
Oh, my.
Green tried the same thing, unlegal rate of interest. First I know, he's still in the penitentiary.
I thought they gave him the Lecatrix chair.
No, that was Smith versus Steve Johnson.
Oh.
I think they're aiming on hanging Green.
Oh.
Hanging him? Wait a minute. Can they do that to fellas that commits, that usury?
Oh, I guess they do sometimes, Grandpap. Why?
Oh, no reason.
How far are you getting with your counting there?
Oh, and that one case went to the Supreme Court, huh, Lum?
Yeah, you take them cases. They get right up there. Well, why don't you take the money on home and finish counting it there, Grandpap? If it ain't right, just let us know.
Yeah, special the interest part at $10 a day.
Well, just a minute here. How much interest did you say that other fella charged?
Which one? The one that got the electric chairs or the one they're going to hang?
Well, how much can you charge before you start getting unlegal? Well, in Arkansas, it's 10% per annual ailment. That means a year. And if a fella just loans the money for a couple of weeks, why, it'd be about 1/25 of that 10%. Just a minute. Here. You fellas take this.
What's this for, Grandpa?
That's some extra money. I've got my $700, and that's all I want.
Well, now, wait a minute. This is your interest money.
Don't say that word. You fellas are just trying to get me arrested.
We ain't no such. Now, take this, Grandpa.
Get that stabbing-legged money away from me.
Well, we want to pay you your interest.
Sure, we want to pay you the legal rate. Oh, no, you don't. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and by Jiminy, I ain't falling into one of your traps. I'm just getting out.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Grandpa. Oh. Here, take this money out. I never thought it worked that good.
He sure fell for it, didn't he?
That's the smartest thing you ever done, Lonnie.
Yeah, but I don't know, Abner, whether it was very smart or not.
Oh, it was.
Now that it worked, I don't feel just right about it.
What's the matter with you anyway? We're saving $190.
Yeah, but after all, we promised to pay him $10 a day for the use of his $700, and I just won't feel right less than we do.
No.
I'm going to go catch him and make him take the $190.
I don't as long you get some noble ideas in your head, but sometimes I just wonder if we can afford them.
Well, I wonder, too, can Lum afford such noble ideas? Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, dreamless, restful sleep can seem like heaven after a sleepless night of tossing and turning. You know, it's generally nervous tension that keeps you awake. And Miles Nervine is a gentle sedative that helps relax nervous tension. So if you are occasionally restless, wakeful, excitable, or irritable, Miles Nervine can help bring you welcome relief. Thousands have tried it, so why don't you? And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality medicinal product. Caution, use only as directed. So to help get rid of that occasional sleepless, restless night, ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.